Mix FM, the Mix Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free, brought to you by Pantai Hospital. Hi, I'm Fat Fapes. Now, I have with me Dr. Yee Kok Ming, consultant cardiologist, Pantai Hospital, Kuala Lumpur. Now, doctor, tell us all about heart attacks. What is a heart attack?
Well, a heart attack is a medical emergency. It's caused by a sudden occlusion or blockage in one of the arteries that supply the heart, known as coronary arteries. And the key thing to it is that it's of paramount importance to unblock the arteries as soon as possible. There is this phrase we use in medical terms, time is muscle. The longer you delay, the more heart muscle dies. So therefore, it's important to get to a hospital with all the right facilities to open up this unblocked artery. At PHKL here, we have round-the-clock facilities and access where our staff are on standby, where we can have immediate angiography facilities and scanning of the heart with a view to opening up these unclogged arteries as soon as possible via a process called angioplasty.
All right, we'll have more with Dr. Yee Kok Ming, consultant cardiologist, Pantai Hospital, Kuala Lumpur. In a short while from now, let's get on with commercial free, brought to you by Pantai Hospital. What's up, Fat Fabes? Here with Dr. Yee Kok Ming, consultant cardiologist, Pantai Hospital, Kuala Lumpur. Now, doctor, what are the common risk factors or causes of a heart attack?
A heart attack is caused by a process called atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis is the medical term for clogging of the arteries. This is a process that doesn't happen overnight. It takes often years or decades to occur and can be accelerated by various risk factors such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and whether you have diabetes or not. If you are diabetic, your risk of a heart attack is much, much higher than a non-diabetic by more than 3 to 4 times. Likewise, your risk of a heart attack is also increased if you are a smoker. In the modern world, stress, poor diet, lack of exercise can all also contribute to your risk of getting a heart attack.
Wow, that's really interesting. All right, we have more with Dr. Yee Kok Ming. Hang on there. First up, let's get on with me, Dr. Yee Kok Ming, consultant cardiologist, Pantai Hospital, Kuala Lumpur, here to answer your questions about heart attacks. Now, what can be done to prevent a heart attack?
There are two parts to this. Firstly, it's important to take preventive steps, such as healthy lifestyle. To this end, I think it's important to engage in regular exercises, having a healthy diet, and even going for regular medical checkups. So a lot of people do go for annual medical checkups at least once a year. That's the first part. Secondly, is early detection. I think there are many people who come to the clinic who present quite late on with a sudden heart attack, but really they have been having symptoms for quite some time now. So I think it's important to recognize some of these early symptoms. So when you have them, to see the doctor as soon as possible. These early symptoms include chest pains or chest tightness or discomfort, difficulty breathing, reduced effort tolerance, fatigue easily, and shortness of breath. If you have any of these symptoms, you should see your family doctor or cardiologist, who can then advise you on what's the best step next, whether to do a stress test or heart scans or angiograms, etc., etc.
Thank you very much, Dr. Yee Kok Ming, consultant cardiologist, Pantai Hospital, Kuala Lumpur. Now, if you missed out on any of this, you can check out the podcast on Mix.fm.